Mommy didn't come home until late that afternoon. She'd been in the village helping poor Mrs. Hummel. As soon as Beth had brought her chair up to the fire, I told Marmy my big news.
News, Meg? What news, dear?
I saw Mrs. King about the position, Marmy, and she's going to take me. $4 a week.
Meg, I'm proud of you.
Oh, they have a beautiful house, Marmy, and the children are sweet. I won't mind working at all.
Was there any mail in the village, Marmy? A letter from Father?
You don't think he'd forget to write us at Christmas, do you? Amy, dear, the letter's in my muff.
A letter? A letter from Father?
So he sent you all a little Christmas message.
How do you do?
Aunt Marge.
Oh, Merry Christmas, Aunt Marge.
How nice of you to come.
Yes, it was nice of me to come. Here, Christmas remembrance for each of you. Meg.
Thank you, Aunt Marge.
Joe.
Thank you, Aunt Marge.
Amy.
Thank you, Aunt Marge.
Beth.
Thank you, Aunt Marge.
When I was a girl, my aunts didn't have to come to me.
Oh, we plan to visit you tomorrow, Aunt Marge.
One never knows if there will be a tomorrow. Well, have you heard from that foolish father of yours, waltzing away to war and leaving others to care for his family?
We're very proud of Father, Aunt March, and there's nobody looking out for us.
Joe.
Hoity-toity. If your father'd listened to me, young ladies, you'd be better off today. I begged him not to invest his money with that swindler. If I told him once, I'd...
Forgive me, Aunt March, but that was years ago and has nothing to do with now.
Besides, it was our money that got lost.